side. You'll always need a young girl's side.
You're listening to the Brian Harvey Musical Tribute here on WDCE 90.1 FM, the University of Richmond radio station.
Maybe.
Four wounded, saw the story on the news. Motorcycle boy, motorcycle boy, motorcycle boy, lay your legend down. Three creeps in Dallas, three fisheye stares, three dozen roses and three last prayers. Motorcycle boy, motorcycle boy, motorcycle boy, lay your legend down. Subway Sammy, he got out of line. Swan dive, no survivors, out of sight, out of mind. Motorcycle boy, motorcycle boy, motorcycle boy,
Talk about some great serendipity there. We've been trying all week long to get the last House of Freaks album called Invisible Jewel. Trying hard all week. We've been sending emails back and forth, and we didn't think we could track it down. And in walks that CD right through the door in the hands of one Kobe Batty. So thank you very much, buddy. Appreciate that. All right, you're in the midst of the Brian Harvey musical tribute. Let's take care of some business, and we'll be right back.
Hi, and welcome to WDCE Spotlight, where we're taking you behind the scenes at 90.1 FM. Today we're talking with our songwriter, Bob, who's responsible for creating all that great alternative music we play. So tell me, Bob, about how long does it take to write one of those great songs?
Some days I go in to write, and I will finish a song in 30 minutes.
Uh-huh.
I have sat with a friend for 2 days, and we didn't write anything.
You're kidding me. Well, anyway, that's all the time we have for today on WDCE Spotlight. Thanks for joining us, and thanks to Bob, another reason why you love the alternative WDCE.
I have a vision.
I have a vision of nonviolence.
I have a vision of love.
What is your vision for nonviolence in our community?
Help create a pledge of nonviolence for Greater Richmond. Send in your vision by Friday, April 20th.
You can sing it.
Build it.
Paint it.
Film it.
However you want to do it.
Send it by mail to notwiththesehands.org. P.O. Box 12226, Richmond, Virginia, 23220. Or do it online,
www.notwiththesehands.org. Create a vision of nonviolence.
It's your community, so make it your pledge.
And we're back. Bob from Scranton, you're on the air.
Hi, Ted. Love the show. Long-time listener. First-time caller.
Thanks, Bob. Is there a special someone out there you'd like to talk about?
There is, Ted. I recently lost a very big part of my life.
You'd been together a long time?
Since college. This is for my belly, my paunch, my spare tire. I know we had some good times. God knows I'll never forget that night in Albuquerque with the burritos.
It's never easy to lose something that's been such a huge part of you, Bob. Where'd the magic go?
Well, I'd recently begun taking the stairs more and more instead of the elevator, and then we started seeing less and less of each other. One day, It was just gone.
Small step number 67. Take the stairs instead of the elevator or escalator. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's Rockin' Chair from Cakewalk. The Dads, again, more rare live stuff, When Love Takes Over. Where was that recorded at?
The Live Oak in Norfolk. That was an awesome song. The synth in that mm-hmm. was working while we were
Oh, it was great.
The Ultravox up here.
My hair just looked like what are the guys?
Flock of Seagulls
at the end of that. I couldn't think of their names there.
Spandau Ballet.
Reap the Wild Wind. Ultravox, yeah. A House of Freaks, and of course, with a whole lot of nothing there. Chris Zucchini has thought of another band that Brian Harvey was in. We even found a CD by them up here, Magnet. So who knows, we'll be able to slip in something from Magnet pretty soon. And Kobe Bryant has brought up some more Energy Crisis. We're going to slip some of that in.
Exactly. And one of the PSAs we just heard was one for Not With These Hands, which is a new nonprofit here in Richmond. And they've been founded by Kristen Hott, Heidi Abbott, and Carter Carpin. And the idea here is for people to come up with ways to pledge, either in some sort of way, you name it, pledge themselves to nonviolence. And Kobe, you know a little bit about this, and Chris?
I know a little bit about it. I think their main idea is that they're not asking you for money. They're not asking you for giant chunks of time where you volunteer. What they want you to do is make a pledge that you personally will stay nonviolent, and also that they want you to express your feelings about violence or nonviolence. They want you to paint a picture about it. They want you to build something that has to do with it. They want you to express yourself, write a song, do something, write a poem. And that's the whole idea. So it's a pledge of nonviolence and also a way to express your feelings about nonviolence and how we can make it a nonviolent world, which would be, you know, Mr. Gandhi felt that way and our dear Reverend King thought that way. And I think that a lot of us are starting to feel that way. If we didn't feel that way before, we surely feel that way now. Ain't that right, Chris?
Absolutely. I like the logo that they use. It's a stone, a painted stone in a child's hands, and it goes back to the basic idea that rock was really man's first weapon, and you turn that into something beautiful. It doesn't have to be a weapon. It can be something beautiful. So keep an eye out for the logo for this, or go to the website at
notwiththesehands.org. It's very simple, notwiththesehands.org. And yeah, it's true that a rock was the first weapon, but then, you know what, you could paint a picture on the rock, or you could turn that rock into a tool, or you could make stepping stones out of those rocks. I mean, you could build a house out of rocks. Anything that seems like a weapon or something that could be used for violence can also be used for nonviolence. That's what we're all about, I guess.
Sweetness. Well, we're up here with the Brian Harvey Musical Tribute. We're up here with Mike Joyner and Fontaine, who does the great show here every Friday night from 9 to midnight. And Mike Joyner was up here for many, many years as the Lone Ranger. I always find myself humming the outro to your show, Wall of Voodoo, right? It's a great one. See you tomorrow. That's a great one. Well, thank you so much for tuning in. Kobe and Chris were talking about Not With These Hands, and obviously another way we'd like you to direct your charitable energies would be also to the Brian and Catherine Harvey Family Memorial Endowment, which is raising funds. Not With These Hands, it's important to remember the cool thing about Not With These Hands is they're not asking for money. They're just simply asking for you to express yourself in a significant way towards the goal of creating a more nonviolent society. The Harvey Fund is raising funds to help the arts in the greater Richmond community. They've given out three grants this year, one to Camp...
Comfort Zone,
one to Art 180 and one to Spark. So that's an organization that is well on its way to becoming a cornerstone here in the city of Richmond as far as charitable giving is concerned. So in that spirit, we are playing the music of Brian Harvey. And one of the great things about Brian, and I put it in the press release, was that he was a huge musical collaborator. I mean, as we can tell, we're here tonight doing that. But I mean, the amount of music and the groups he influenced or played with and I'm boggling down in my words here, so someone save me. But anyway, Brian's musical heritage was sweet.
You bet it was sweet. I mean, he could do anything. I guess he started out playing the drums, and I remember being in eighth grade band with him. And much to my still sad dismay, he didn't remember me in band, man. But I do remember he and Todd Woodson in the back. He was on snare drum, and Todd was playing bass. And all I knew, I had to be in the middle of the band playing French horn. But all I knew was they were having the best time back there, laughing their heads off. But I don't think he remembered that I was in the band. But he does remember me in German class, where we did our very best to make Frau Lassiter laugh. We were trying to make her blush. That was the big thing. Brian had a tremendous wit, and so it was always a battle of wits between he and I, who could make her blush first and the deepest, you know, the deepest red. That's what we were after.
Was this at Douglas Freeman?
This was at Tuckahoe Junior High. But we were in homeroom at Freeman together, and we were in plays together, and we did what else? We were in drama together. He was very, very funny. In fact, the teacher out there at Freeman, Al Biddle, who we all loved, and he opened up many great worlds to us all. Al would say, here was his big line that I just thought was hilarious. And it was, the line was, "All right, I want all actors and Brian Harvey to the stage, please." So that was Brian. I mean, a tremendous, such a funny guy and very irreverent. And I'm hoping to channel him tonight and be a real smart, can I say the word A-S? Smart ass. I'm hoping to come up with some real smart ass comments tonight. And we'll see. And later on, Armstead will be here, and he'll certainly be able to say a couple smart ass things, a la Brian Harvey.
Oh, and talk about a perfect segue. I'd like to play some Energy Crisis next, which is a band that you and Armstead are in. Kobe, by the way, he would be way too modest to ever tell you this, but Kobe's laid down a lot of tracks with the famous band out of the East Village, the Fugs, with Thule Kupferberg, I believe. And then Armistead Welford was in a band called Love Tractor from a little old town called Athens, Georgia, back when the whole Athens scene was exploding with, of course, B-52s, REM, Love Tractor, Pylon, et cetera, et cetera.
So, but don't worry, he'll pile on with all that. If you get him talking about Athens, let's see, we got all weekend, right?
Exactly. We got 5 hours anyway until midnight.
Okay.
But hey, what track on that three-song demo?
You're going to have to, I'll keep talking if you want. You're going to have to look and see.
Oh, I'm going to go Serendipity.
Then let's just serendip it.
All right, let's go track two then. I'm feeling lucky on track two. Okay,
Staple
here we
singer.
Go. This is this is Energy Crisis. John Gottschalk, Todd Woodson,
Stephen McCarthy now.
And who's laying it?
Kevin Pittman.
Kevin Pittman of the Dads as well. So there we go. Here we go. Energy Crisis. This is a demo, I believe.
That's right.
If you disrespect everybody that you run into, think anybody's supposed to respect you? If you don't give a heck about the man with the Bible in his hand, just get out the way and let the gentleman do his thing. You the kind of gentleman who wants everything your way. Take the sheet off your face, boy. It's a brand new day. Respect yourself. Respect yourself. Respect yourself. Respect yourself. Respect yourself.
respect yourself. If you're walking around thinking that the world owes you something cause you're here, you're going out the world backwards like you did when you first come here. President won't stop air pollution. Yeah. Put your hand on your mouth when you cough. That'll help the solution. Well, you curse around women folk that don't even know your name. And then you're dumb enough to think that'll make you a big old man. Sitting down thinking of you, baby. Baby, please come home. I got a bird that whistles. I got a bird that sings. I got a bird that whistles. I got a bird that sings. But I ain't got Corina. Life don't mean a thing. Mind.
Corina, Corina, got you on my mind. But I've been sitting here thinking of you, baby. Baby, please come home.
We've been going. You want to hear more?
Audience, the question was, do we want to hear more? Absolutely. I have no doubt at all that the people at home are concurring with that, too. This is House of Freaks, live on Snap. Brian Harvey and Johnny Hot, as Brian plows through the piles and piles of carefully annotated and neatly written...
Typed.
These are actually typed? I'm impressed.
Yeah, everything, all our promo stuff got stolen at Al's Bar downtown. Not to badmouth Al's Bar, which is kind of a cool place, but someone stole all of our lyrics.
Ooh.
There is a reward if someone is out there listening. Did you hear that? A reward and a knuckle sandwich from Johnny Hot.
Style. Someday
imaginary friend.
That was Magnet. That was Maureen Tucker from the Velvet Underground playing drums on that track, recorded here at Sound of Music Studios with Bob Roop on guitar there and Brian Harvey on guitar, and another chap who was in this band Magnet called Chris Vazzi. And they was recorded right here at Sound of Music with Brian Harvey on guitar and Mr. Bob Roop as well. Kobe, what do you think, buddy?
I think Brian Harvey was on everything ever done. Come on. What is with that guy? He was crazy. But what you heard before that was Poi Boi, Moon River, which is on the Remember Me Well CD that they put out, like a little mini retrospective of Brian's career. And Poi Boi was a really interesting group. It was put together by Stephen McCarthy's wife. She just dreamt it up, and it was for a special occasion. And it was a really cool little band. Brian played ukulele. I played bass and drums. And we had this older fella named Don, who was a wonderful pedal steel guitar player, and also Stephen McCarthy. And we played all Hawaiian music and standards. And we even had a hula girl. And it was a really cool group, but we didn't play that many gigs. We played a few parties and a few gigs here and there, but not too many. And I'm always sad about that, because it was a very cool group. American Standards, we did, you know, Tenderly and all these cool things. And so there are some recordings of Poi Boi, and we're still trying to track them down. We do have them somewhere. They're just buried in the strata that that musicians' lives become like a stratified thing. But they are there, and we will get them out, because it was a very cool little group. And I guess that's all I can say about it. We did actually record, I think, almost the whole second side of Abbey Road. That we just the three of us, actually, not with Don. He wasn't there that night. But the three of us went through and did the whole second side, you know, the big epic thing. And, man, I got to say, there's not much better joy than reproducing that type of music with those guys, Stephen McCarthy and Brian Harvey. They had really done their homework, and they really knew so much about that music, especially the Beatles music, of course. And it was a great joy to do that with them.
And, of course, Stephen McCarthy made his mark with the Long Riders, part of the Paisley Explosion out of L.A. in the early to mid-'80s.
That's right. He did.
Bands like Dream Syndicate, Steve Wynn.
That's right. All those, everybody went out, all the Richmonders who went out to L.A. Somehow kind of hit it a little bit big, at least. And it was pretty exciting when they went out there and did well. It was great. And then, of course, Brian, a competitive guy as he was, he went out there to hit it, and he sure did hit it himself, so, you know.
But something he always talked about was that the musicians were so serious in L.A., but what he loved about Richmond was guys got together just to play for fun, to play somebody's backyard, to play just to play.
That's right.
And you can see that in the dozen bands that he played in, maybe short-lived, but did it for fun.
And I think that's what it's all about. Weren't you going to agree with that, Todd?
Absolutely. Yeah. No doubt about that. And talking about that music, we've got some dads queued up, and I believe this is from...
That is from Stuffy's, 1981.
Stuffy's Subs, which is now Edo's Squid.
give that a plug.
That's right. Mr. Visayo rocking his heart here in Richmond with some of that delicious food. Okay, this is Shake by the Dads. The Hippie Hippie Shake by the... Well, let's talk about the Beatles. Here we go. Perfect segue, Kobe. It's as if you knew.
Well, you shake it to the left. Cream.
couple of House of Freaks songs there that we will never see the light of day. And that's from All My Friends. They originally was released as a six-song EP. And before that, we heard House of Freaks with My Backyard. And My Backyard was from... You know, I didn't write that one down. My Backyard. That was from My Backyard. That was from My Backyard. Monkey on a Chain Gang, wasn't it?
Sorry, I'm no help over here.
That was from your backyard. Exactly. From Kobe's backyard. All right. We heard two songs from the Dad Live period, The Hippie Hippie Shake and Do You Love Me, the Dave Clark 5 song. All right, this is The Lone Ranger, and we're here with Todd Ranson and the ever-loving Fontaine. And we're doing the Brian Harvey tribute tonight. It's 8:59 here at WDC Richmond, 90.1 FM. Remind you again that one of the reasons we're doing this show tonight is to bring awareness to the Brian and Catherine Harvey Foundation. So there is certainly a way on the web and you know, to make donations to this. They're doing a lot of stuff with the arts here in Richmond. So if you haven't had a time yet, please pull up the website, take a look at it, think about making a contribution for that. And even if you don't feel like making a contribution, learn some information from that. Likewise, we'd also thank all the people at notwiththesehands.org, which is a web foundation founded against nonviolence.
TCF.org is the community foundation, and that's where you'll find the huge link to the Harvey Family Endowment there. Hey, good stuff tonight. It's all about Brian Harvey's music. Already, just in 2 hours, we've played a massive amount of stuff. I mean, he played with Maureen Tucker, for goodness sakes. I never knew that. It was brought to my attention last week at the awesome WRIR party by Chris Zucchini. He said, yeah, Brian played with David Lowery on that Magnet release. And I'm like, wow, well, Maureen Tucker's in Magnet. And so then we dug through the stacks here and we found it. It was awesome. So, I mean, it's just amazing how many lives he touched with his music. And obviously his heart was totally into pure pop music. I mean, it's clear for sure when you look at all this stuff. Hey, one thing I meant to say a little while ago is we're planning on heading out tonight to see Country Sunshine over at Hollywood Grill. Apparently, they had a burst water pipe over there, and the show has been canceled. So catch Country Sunshine a little later this month. I'm not quite sure where they're playing, but Lee has a show here on Wednesday evenings from 5 to 7. Thursday evenings, 5 to 7. Jenny Giselle does your morning traffic and weather on just about every station here in town.
And used to DJ here a long time ago.
And right, Jenny Giselle was a DJ up here at DCE.
I think Country Sunshine may be playing at Shenanigans in about another week. There was some talk about that yesterday.
Next Friday is what it is, yeah.
Next Friday at Shenanigans.
I want to say one other thing, since we're at the end of the 7 to 9.